910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The Justice Department cracking down on medical fraud. The DOJ announcing charges against nearly 200 people across multiple jurisdictions in a range of health care-related schemes. Attorney General Merrick Garland says one scheme involved billing Medicare for unnecessary procedures.
We allege that the defendants caused unnecessary, highly expensive wound grafts to be applied to elderly Medicare patients, many of whom were terminally ill in hospice care.
He said other schemes involved the sale of mislabeled drugs. Abortion rights advocates praising a Supreme Court decision today on a key abortion rights case out of Idaho, as the court cleared the way for women in the state to receive emergency abortions in order to protect the mother's health. Authorities in Bolivia say a total of 17 people are under arrest for their alleged involvement in an unsuccessful coup attempt yesterday. Supporters of the president rallying outside the presidential palace. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another strike against efforts to recall State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The Wisconsin Elections Commission today is rejecting the latest recall attempt. Three Republicans and one Democrat decided petitioners had not collected enough valid signatures. Voss won't have to face a recall unless a court says he has to. The candidates for president hold their first debate tonight. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler is looking for a steady performance from President Biden.
President Biden, maybe not the most flashy president, but gets the job done. In every metric you look at, you can see how President Biden has followed through on his promises, how he's over-delivered, and Trump talked big and then did nothing.
Coverage on many of these Civic Media stations starts at 7:30. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Duluth Art Institute has a new location in the downtown area. According to a Fox 21 report, the Art Institute held its grand opening at its new location on Tuesday in the U.S. Bank Building on West Superior Street with a new gallery. The first exhibit at the new location featured the work of over 130 artists for their annual member show, allowing people to walk through the space and vote for their favorite pieces. The winning piece was crowned the Institute's 2024 People's Choice winner. City of Duluth officials held a ribbon-cutting ceremony on Wednesday to officially unveil a multi-million-dollar affordable housing renovation. The Wyndwood townhomes feature 70 affordable housing units, but the quality of those units had begun to deteriorate due to the age of the building. The renovation cost $18 million, and funding was provided by the state organization Minnesota Housing. Officials say that the renovations will guarantee the housing complex will get another 50 years of quality use. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks add another guard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. First round of the NBA draft last night, and with the 23rd pick, the Bucks selected A.J. Johnson, a 6'5" guard out of California who's just 19 years old. I asked Bucks GM John Horst if this is just another prospect to add to the roster.
When you get in that part of the draft, the assessment we had to make is here's a handful of guys that are win now. Here's a handful of guys that maybe have a higher development curve or a longer runway. I think he's a combination of both.
Baseball, the Brewers' Andrew Monasterio comes through with an RBI single to win the game 6-5 over the Rangers yesterday. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Of course, we're happy for the team, but so happy for Mona. He's working every day. He's always got a smile. He's in a great, has a great attitude every day, so the team pulls for him.
Former Packers receiver Randall Cobb and his family narrowly escaping their Nashville home at night after a fire started in their garage, believed to be ignited by an electric charger to their Tesla. Cobb saying they're lucky to be alive. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A high-pressure system dominates the day, bringing calm winds, partly sunny skies, and cooler highs in the low 70s. Clouds will start to thicken tonight as light showers push in tomorrow morning, and then storm chances spark up again at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
This relationship that I'm having with my phone, it's a one-way trip to hell. Al from Milwaukee.
What's her name?
Who?
This person you have this relationship with.
My phone. Man, my wife is listening. What are you talking about, man?
I teach healthy relationships, so you can enroll in my class. It starts at 10 o'clock.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we take a look back at the presidential debate. Also bring you an update on EVs, what it means for Pete Buttigieg, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a big debate Thursday edition. Feels like it should be a Friday, Dom, because it's a party, and I got you and Madison to party with me and the good people.
It should be a Friday. Happy, happy Friday Eve?
Sure.
844-967-2789.
Perhaps the Thursday night more important than the getting to the Friday. The biggest political event of the year is tonight, Dom.
I'm over here laughing because Lorraine Boebert is very concerned about drug testing the president. Boebert, drug testing.
You know, I could go so many different directions with that thought, but that's not as important as...
No.
What's your drinking game of choice tonight, Tom?
Wow.
Are we, whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, an independent...
Right, it's something we can all get behind is a drinking game.
Whether you drink the beer, the wine, the liquor, you know, the bar is open. The debate is going, kicking off about 8 o'clock. If you're coming to the Barrymore Theater, and I recommend that you do, you will need cash for the bar, although they got one of those. I always want to call them a time machine, cash machine.
Take your money with you? What was it? Take your money everywhere.
I have no idea what time
T-Y-M-E,
is.
T-Y-M-E, take your money everywhere.
Time. If you go anywhere other than Wisconsin, people don't know what the hell you're talking
about.
No,
they think you're literally talking about the T-I-M-E machine. No,
I went to the time machine for years and years. Yeah. What a poor investment, getting your own money back at a meager cost of $2 to $3.
Well, and hopefully, the time machine won't charge you, the ATM doesn't charge you, and your bank charges you. Otherwise, you got to get the max out to, you know, lower the cost.
I will say about the monopoly that is Quick Trip. They do have the no-fee
ATM. ATM.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, for them, but what about your bank?
I don't think my bank usually charges me.
No?
I have quit getting cash.
Really?
I get cash at one place. It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
And here's the deal.
When you go south of the border?
Well, I don't actually touch the cash. They just give me a few bucks back on my time
your debit
exchange,
card, yes,
my
yes.
debit card exchange. But when I go for fish fry up in Washura County, they got a cash only policy at the bar up there, yeah. Similar to the Barrymore. So I usually get the money out, you know, cause I'm going for fish and at least one double Captain Morgan diet. And, then our friend Darcy Haber, who came up to my party and we went out to lunch. I'm like, I got this Cracker Bar. You got to go there with me. Even Alan Robinson went with us. It was, and when we got there, they all felt quite pleased with the process. But Darcy, being a shrewd customer and a fine realtor, did I mention she's my realtor? It's now official.
It is official.
Signed the contract. We've listed the house with Darcy, Solidarity Realty.
Sign in the yard.
Sign's been up. Ooh. Coming soon. There was a coming. I didn't even know they did a coming soon sign. So I'm hanging out with, cool colleagues, work colleagues. Little house party. And Minnie stayed over and went out for a late brunch. And Darcy pointed out to me as she actually got a little cash out of the machine because got to use cash at the Cracker Bar in Washura County. She said, there's a coupon on here for a free drink.
Oh, what?
So you expend $3 using the cash machine. They force you to use the cash, but then you get $3 off a drink.
All right.
That'll buy you most of the drinks in the place. Right. I mean, I can get a double for like $3 and then $4.
Come on, see, it's cheap living up there.
Buddy, when I've gone up there before for two fishes and a cocktail, and, we are working towards a debate tonight. So if
we'll get there.
We're laying out the foundations of drinking, which is an important part of the debate format. Did I mention we've got the fine Democratic Party of Wisconsin chairman, Ben Wickler? He'll be joining in, like 20 minutes. I wonder if Ben's drinking tonight. He's got the kids. He's going to be home, he said. Solo parenting. I'm like, well, he must be drinking.
Right, kids to bed drinking.
No one to judge him in that regard. But Ben will join us on this big show about 4:30. But anyways, you get to take a couple bucks off your drink, Dom. But I went up there, I ordered two fish and a drink, and I'm thinking in my head, $40? Like, what, tip, 35, something like that. It was like 27.
Nice.
For two meals and a double.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been charged $10. I've been charged. Dom, we went to the Wynn for our first presidential debate. The first one you and I ever went to. Yep. We were there in person.
Was that a CNN debate too?
Was a CNN debate. Yeah. Remember, because Wolf Blitzer got to go back in the super area and Wolf Blitzer wouldn't let me follow him. And I had offered to buy his coffee earlier that day. I thought,
coffee boy.
Wolf would be good to get me in the backstage, but no backstage for Crudy at his first presidential debate. We're all wearing CNN credentials, but
Wolf's
apparently mean a little more. But anyways, that night, Dom, we did our fine program 3 to 6, and then we started drinking because we thought we were done for the night. And we were at the Wynn Casino, and you were drinking, I believe, your customary tequila, Blanco, which means silver. Clear,
yes. The healthiest tequila there is.
That factored in later when you were questioning John Podesta in the spin room about Hillary Clinton's marijuana policy, as you had a sifter full of tequila, which Podesta seemed to note, because he cocked his head down like waist level to look at this drink you were holding.
And he's a little short guy like me, too.
Well, it wasn't much of a bend, but, he bent over, looked at your drink as you were asking the question and swirling it. He had to be able to smell it, man. That stuff's like turpentine to the tequila. Has a distinct smell.
I wasn't clear on the rules of the spin room, and since we were in a casino and I did have a drink, why wouldn't I take my drink with me?
Our two drinks, $43. The only place more expensive was going to the Stephanie Miller show out in Hollywood, out in Los Angeles, back in 2016. We saw Stephanie Miller, went out and saw my daughter, Kelsey Kidd. You and I and Kelsey's drink, $73, one
that's
round.
That's right.
That was the priciest place I ever drank.
All right, so not Washura County.
And I got to think the Barrymore Theater is going to be a much better bargain. But anyways, my whole point was I tipped the guy the girl, $9. She's like, she didn't know what to do. And I'm thinking, well, that's just the difference in what I thought the meal should cost and the drink. So, I'm feeling generous myself because it's relatively cheap, Dom.
Yeah.
Cheap date. Washura County, it's a cheap date like you.
Hey, I might be easy. I ain't cheap.
No, you've never been cheap.
844-967-2789. So the point being, what's the drinking game?
Yes.
What's the word? Well, I got my word.
I have three variations on the same word. I'm choosing a whole category of one word.
Okay, lay it on me.
Past tense.
Verb, noun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Felon, felony, and felonious.
Ooh.
All three variants.
Anything to do with felon?
Anything to do with felon. How about you?
I gave it a lot of thought, and I've settled on rigged.
Rigged?
Ooh, rigged. Every time.
I'm sure you don't want crooked Joe Biden?
No, every time someone, it could be anybody, could be Joe, probably won't be Joe, probably be Don, rigged. Now, I did ask some friends. Kuchka came up with a couple. I thought.
What did Kuchka say?
I liked his. One was border. Good one there. The other one was.
It's got to get better.
The other one was for Joe Biden. Look, folks.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's the guy, Popcorn or whatever? He always tells the stories about the kid at the pool. I thought it was Popcorn or something.
So there's a couple. What's the drinking? Rich, come on, man. Let's hear.
You got a word?
You got a word.
What's your drinking word?
What is the drinking word for the debate tonight? If you hear it, you must take a sip. Not a shot. You don't have to chug it. You just have to take a little sip.
Or a shot. A full chug.
No, that sounds like a lot.
You know, I did that during a Super Bowl once. It was Dallas against the Bills, and I thought for sure it must be the Bills' turn. Yeah. You know, they had lost so many. And, you know, it was usually by like a wide right Scott Norwood kick, and I thought that was their year.
This is it.
And if anybody recalls the actual turnout of that Super Bowl, it did not go well for the Buffalo Bills. I think when we would drink on everything. We would drink on change of possessions. We would drink on punts. We would drink for every negative consequence for your team. And understand, you know, my team lost. My team for that game lost by like 35 points. I turned into a blackout drunk. We were up on the bluff. But what's the place on
Granddad's Bluff?
Granddad's Bluff.
Yep, in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Yeah, we were drinking on the bluff. And I told all my friends on Sports Talk Live, hey, come on down. I got the Bills, and I'll take on all drinker challenges. And so anyways, a lot of people showed up, and there was lots of drinking going on. And I blacked out. And when I came out of the blackout, I was still drinking.
Oh, I took a little nap.
Except I was downtown on 3rd Street.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, indeed. Indeed. And so I went down to...
So you had a yada, yada, yada. I was up on Granddad's Bluff having some drinks.
Yada, 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 yada. Yada, yada. Downtown with some girl with a hook in her hair. I didn't quite understand, but she apparently had been my chauffeur that got me to 3rd Street. And, you know, I gained my wits for a little bit, and I said, I bet you back bar Bob's working. So I went down to... What was
Champs.
It? Champs. Went down to Champs, found Bob. I was not the only hammered one. Bob's girlfriend at the time, Jen, was also hammered.
I mean, it was La Crosse, man.
This is how bad you know it was. Bob took mercy and poured me and his girlfriend in the same cab and sent us home.
Yep. That says a lot.
I hope to have a night like that tonight with you, Dumb.
Don't black it out, man. No time for that.
Well, it depends on how many times I hear the word felony, felonious. You got a felony. Yeah.
Or felon.
Time to drink. More Devil's Advocates. The bar is open.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
For the Love of Democracy Tour, sponsored by Chance Design Build, announces the greatest political party ever. Join the Devil's Advocates at the Barrymore Theater, Madison, Thursday, June 27th, for a pre-presidential debate panel discussion featuring attorney Maggie Dawn and the Devil's Advocates at 7 p.m. Biden versus Trump, the most important presidential debate of your lifetime, to follow at 8 p.m. Admission is free, you're welcome, but bring cash for the bar and donations will be accepted at the door. Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
It seems like the cost of everything is going up, so it's nice to save a little dough when you can, especially for something you love to eat every day. Before I go grocery shopping, I print out a coupon for $1 off any Country Hearth, Village Hearth, or Artisan Hearth bread product. My favorite is Dakota Style 12 grain. My wife's breakfast go-to is a toasted Village Hearth English muffin. We can save $1 on each. Go to countryhearthbreads.com/coupons and print one or two out before your next shopping trip. And don't forget, Country Hearth, Village Hearth, and Artisan Hearth bread products are baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Debate party night. Tonight, the Barrymore, 8 o'clock. Start together at 7 o'clock. We will be there with Maggie Dawn, Charles Franklin from the Marquette University Law School, polling, and you. And of course, on the lines today, 844-967-2789. Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, going to join us at the bottom of the hour.
Dom Jeff messaged in, please tell me you're going to release tonight in a podcast feed. Hell no, Jeff.
You got to be there, man.
There's no podcast of a party. You got to be at the party, man. By tomorrow, this party will just be a blurry memory.
Or no memory at all.
Or no memory at all if we do it right.
Or depending on how it goes, we may just want to forget the whole thing. I did see some of the updates, Washington Post reporting. Michael, the First Lady, Jill Biden, she will watch the debate tonight from the studio. I haven't seen any reporting on Melania.
Oh, that's...
You think she's making the trip? I mean, it's not court.
I wonder if maybe like Alina Habba will be there. Yeah. She seems to be the most supportive woman in Trump's life of late. His civil lawyer.
Is that what she is?
Well...
Uh-huh.
Could be, Dom. Could be. But no, I don't think Melania and Jill will sit together and root for their respective guys. I just call me suspicious. 844-967-2789. I've been perusing the text line. Got a few texters already. If they use the mute button, they should crank the volume on the other mic. I would also love... like Trump, to be asked to list the Ten Commandments.
Come on.
And which ones he's broken.
They're all my favorite. I don't want to get into the details.
L.A. Tom says if Republicans are spewing it, you can bet they're doing it. So They've all been speculating that Joe Biden's been up at Camp David working on the right dosage of the drugs,
yes,
right?
Yes, the shot in the ass.
I mean, I've been hearing this over and over and over again. I Levin saying it, right-wing talk radio saying it. I mean, not that Levin's not one and the same, but separately.
Right.
I've been hearing it all over town, man.
And it's so asinine. You know, my mother has this white matter disease. Her mind's slowly going. And if there would be a drug that she could take to make that go away, I'd be very happy for her to take that.
Even for the night.
You know what I mean? That doesn't exist out there. If it
grandkid's birthday. Let's give grandma a shot in the ass. Right. Have her know who her grandkids
are. Remember all the grandkids. Exactly. So it's so asinine. I mean, and they keep doing it. Who's the South Dakota governor?
Christy Gnome.
Maybe it was Gnome wondering about what the vitamins he's going to be taking. Or what vitamins? Really? Oh, vitamin C and cocaine. We're doing Grateful Dead tunes now. Why is this even a topic of conversation with all those on the right? I mean, there's been reporting that I've seen again recently reminding that it was reported like 2018, 16, something like that, that some of the staff said, hey, yeah, you know, Trump used to snort Ritalin, Adderall, something along those lines. Oh, okay. So what? Well, why?
I never did that.
Are you so concerned about your candidate's performance that all you can do is talk about whether or not the 81-year-old guy who can barely get two words out in a sentence is going to just roll over your candidate?
Jacked Up Joe. Can't trust Jacked Up Joe.
I think it's
going to be weird. Joe's going to be all jacked up. He's going to be on some drugs. I mean, that's what I've been hearing.
Over and over and over.
Over and over again. They've got to set this expectation. Joe can only do it in limited burst if he's on drugs. If he's on drugs, because he must have been on the State of the Union address, Dom, because he had vigor. And we talked about the State of the Union doesn't usually matter, but it actually helped Joe modestly in the polling. There was a little shift towards Joe. A few more people were convinced Joe's a little more vigorous than Sleepy Joe.
Well, little more than the right continues to present him as. And that's why now they realize, oh, damn, you know. And of course, Trump has his own issues, his own problems. I'm not going to try to analyze what they may be. He's had many of them. But he has his own way of dealing with it. He'll go, and we can't have that. You know, he tries to cover up when he does it. So he's got his own issues. And without a crowd and with moderators that are, you know, presumably I expect them to be professional and not what Trump thinks they're going to be. Oh, you call him Hitler and he's terrible, fake Tapper and Dana Bash. You know, well, then why did you agree to do it? You know, they're all these,
because he's a narcissist.
There's all these
pre-excuses. He wants the spotlight.
but there's, you know, no one's going to be in there. You know, no one's going to be in the room. Now there'll be lots of people watching. Presumably, that's what the headlines are saying. But he's not going to get that adoration, the feel, the heat, the smell of the crowd in the room.
I like having someone in the room. Maybe not you, but someone, yeah. Someone to react. You know, tell me if I'm being funny. Tell me if I've incited them properly. You like to see the reaction of the crowd. So this could diminish Trump.
Well, I mean, and it's not because I don't give a damn about the reaction of the crowd. I want to know, like, some, you know, the questions, the policies.
Dom's telling you J6. People he doesn't care about you.
I do
he
care
just
about
wants
you.
Your vote.
I do want your vote, and I do care about you. So he's not, you know, those are distractions, in my opinion, and he's not going to have those distractions to lean on. He'll be naked up there, essentially.
The emperor has no clothes. 844-967-2789. We would all have a drinking problem then. I would need to black out. Tom from West Dallas. Welcome, Tom.
Hello,
what
Tom.
Do you got for us?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen, or afternoon. Wow. It's amazing how short people's memories are. In 2016, Trump did this exact same thing to Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
Said the same things about her that if she started out strong and by the end of it, she could barely walk to her car. It's the same song and dance. And I wish our media would push that more and show him doing that then. And oh, look, he's doing it yet again. And another thing I don't understand is why is his people so afraid that the CNN people are going to bully Trump? Are they afraid they're going to actually have to ask him hardball questions rather than all the softball questions
right.
that Hannity and all the other clowns ask him?
It'll be three on one, I mean, Tom.
Oh, the humanity of it all. I just really wish that, you know, people could point this out and put it out there that this is what Trump does. This is his thing. And if they're afraid, too, that they're going to put him on the spot. They're going to ask Biden the exact same questions. And if Biden can answer him, he can't. Why are they so afraid of this?
Excellent question, Tom. We'll have to ponder on it, though, because we got a fine guest coming next. He is Ben Wickler, Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair. Little pre-debate warm-up with Ben.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Flags across Wisconsin are flying at half staff to honor the life of Lincoln Hills youth prison teacher Corey Prue, who was killed this week. The 49-year-old was attacked by an inmate Monday night and died the next day. The 16-year-old suspect is being charged as an adult. Wisconsin's votes in the race for president is a dead heat among registered voters.
It's 50-50 this time. It was 49-51, Trump leading by two last time. So it's just tightened, but it's still dead tight.
Marquette Law School poll director Charles Franklin says President Biden has a two-point lead among likely Wisconsin voters. In the race for U.S. Senate, Tammy Baldwin leads Eric Hovde 52-47. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Two of the three suspects allegedly involved in the murder of a Duluth woman over 2 months ago have been arrested. According to the Duluth Police Department, 34-year-old Darius Plummer of Michigan and 26-year-old Kamonte Kadge of Illinois were arrested in connection to the attack that left 25-year-old Chantel Moose dead in April. Law enforcement authorities are still searching for 26-year-old Trayvon Walters of Duluth. Arrest warrants for the men were issued by the St. Louis County Attorney's Office on April 19th. Residents and nonprofit organizations got out in the Duluth community for their Day of Caring event. According to a Northern News Now report, the goal of the event was to get volunteers out working on smaller projects throughout the area, including things like repainting the Duluth Children's Museum or repairing the fencing surrounding the YWCA playground. Organizers say the event not only gives residents the opportunity to improve their community, but helps address some of the easily overlooked issues they want fixed. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Martin Short is filling in for Jimmy Kimmel this week. On his first night, he got a surprise visit from guess who? Steve Martin. Martin took the stage near the end of Short's monologue and told the crowd he was honored that Jimmy asked him to be the guest host first, but he said no and told Kimmel not to worry that he would find someone to fill in for scale. That's a paraphrase. Short replied, "I appreciate you being here, Steve. There are very few people in this world I truly admire, and you are very close to being one of them. How do you not love those guys?" Jeremy Renner might be working again, but he says he's not ready to play challenging roles after his snowplow accident in January of last year. Renner told the guys on the Smartless podcast that he doesn't have the energy to play make-believe. Despite returning to acting for season 3 of The Mayor of Kingstown, which he says is easier because it's familiar, the actor is still recovering from severe chest trauma after a snowplow ran him over. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A high-pressure system dominates the day, bringing calm winds, partly sunny skies, and cooler highs in the low 70s. Clouds will start to thicken tonight as light showers push in tomorrow morning, and then storm chances spark up again at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Together, in a debate of the issues important to you, your first opportunity to hear from President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump is Thursday, June 27th.
Listen live on your local Civic Media radio station. Starting at 7:30 p.m., News Director Terry Bell, along with Todd Albaugh, host of The Todd Albaugh Show, will share insight on what's at stake.
The CNN Presidential Debate, live Thursday, June 27th. Coverage at 7:30, the debate at 8, on your local Civic Media radio station.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be joined by Marquette pollster Charles Franklin. Let's talk about the dead heat here in Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
So hot and hot. So hot.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show a Thursday, and it sure does feel like a Friday because it's a party day. It's a debate day. The most important political debate of your lifetime. And it happens tonight. We've got the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chairman joining us right now. He is Ben Wickler. Ben, thanks for joining us for the pre-debate party, if you will.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Dom. Hey, Crute. Hey, all of Wisconsin. This is the moment, man. This is the showdown of the century, the earliest presidential debate ever. And the presidential debate that will bring the country's attention to the fact that Trump wants to be a dictator and drive this country over a cliff. And Joe Biden actually knows what he's doing. Pretty important moment.
Ben, I've got a comment. You got your party shirt on, man. Full flamingos.
Looking good, man.
It's the official bird of Madison, Wisconsin, man. This is everyone should be wearing flamingo shirts.
Ben, let me ask you. We've heard lots of crazy conspiracies, especially on right-wing talk radio. Joe Biden's going to be jacked up, Joe. They've been working on the drug cocktail all week. When I hear our political opponents saying stuff like this, Ben, it makes me think they're a little desperate.
The Trump campaign is trying to do its version of the traditional thing of trying to raise expectations about your opponent, except for the Trump campaign can't really go out there and say that Biden is really smart and a really good debater because they've been going around with this totally off the wall, idea that he's essentially the Walking Dead who happens to be reanimated in the presidential race. So the only thing they can come up with is to start coming up with equally conspiratorial claims about massive amounts of narcotics that must be necessary. All of that speaks to a Donald Trump who's completely out of touch with reality. I mean, it's one thing to talk about your opponent in ways that have nothing to do with reality. It's another thing that he's campaigning on a plan for a economic platform that a 16 Nobel Prize winning economist call an inflation bomb. He's running a campaign where inflation is, in his view, the number one issue, with a plan to jack up inflation. It's, you know, pretty much everything Trump is talking about would make everything worse. And so that's all of a piece with his expectation setting mojo in this particular moment.
Ben, I don't think the American people are tuning in for a nuanced conversation about policy tonight. I think it could be a battle of low blows. Do you think Joe Biden is ready to come out fighting?
Yes. This is the guy who, at the State of the Union address, came out with all the energy of someone who believes that democracy is on the line and that if he is able to defeat his opponent, democracy can survive. And that commitment, you know, it's the battle for the soul of America. It's the thing that led him when he saw the Charlottesville riot with the Republicans marching, saying, you know, Jews will not replace us. And Trump called it very fine people on both sides. That guy is Joe Biden. And I think that's who we're going to see tonight. Now, look, Trump, his whole thing is to scream, to distract, to overwhelm, to confuse. The microphones won't be on his side tonight, but he's going to do everything he can to make this the Donald Trump show. But the reality of what's at the core of these two people is that Trump is all about himself. He's a con man, narcissist, would-be dictator. And Joe Biden, not the flashiest politician in the world, but he's a decent man who wakes up in the morning thinking about how he can make the world better for others. And I think that that is going to be clear. If you listen to what these candidates say tonight and pay attention to what they do, I think people are going to notice that one of these people is a good president, would be a good president, and the other one is not someone you'd want to have anywhere remotely close to anyone with access to power because he's a flaming disaster.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party of the great state of Wisconsin, joining us, a little pre-debate conversation. Ben, I get a feeling that the MAGAs won't be moved either way, that a lot of Dems won't be moved either way. I'm very curious to know, the low propensity voters and perhaps the independents out there. What do you think the president needs to do to get those people motivated and onto his side?
So I think the number one thing is really making this election about the future and about voters' own lives and whether they want more freedom or less freedom. Donald wants to basically invade their bedrooms and make decisions about their own bodies. Joe Biden thinks that's your business. He needs to make this about, do you want a government that's on the side of working people or on the side of special interests? Trump is meeting with oil company executives and promising whatever they want if they give him $1 billion for his campaign and Joe Biden's walking picket lines and, you know, fighting to bring down costs and negotiate with drug companies to bring the cost of pharmaceuticals down. If he makes this really about voters thinking through for themselves, for their ideals, for their communities, what's at stake, then it's a success. Because we know that when people are tuned into the stakes, they move towards Biden. Trump is going to be trying to distract people from that at every possible turn. And I think the president's job is to actually bring attention to what the outcome of this election is going to mean for people.
Ben, I have to assume the border will, border policy will become a topic of conversation. My impression is that the right, the MAGAs, think that this is a weak spot for Joe Biden. How do you think Joe Biden overcomes or addresses our border situation in this debate?
So Biden can really lay out that he was handed a border crisis by Trump, who didn't pass any meaningful border legislation at all when he was president. And he's been working to resolve it. And he negotiated and supported Congress negotiating a bipartisan plan to actually ensure that we have tough and fair security at the border and can process asylum claims and have a system that that makes sure that people are safe and reflects our values. And Trump killed it. There was a bipartisan agreement, and Trump told the Republicans on in the United States Senate that he didn't want the bill to pass because it would create a solution instead of having a problem that he could run on. And that really changes the conversation. You know, Biden is now doing a bunch of things through executive action that are it's a lot harder to do it that way than to actually pass a good piece of legislation, and border crossings have dropped, but it doesn't address the underlying problem, which is a system that makes no sense, that hasn't been updated in decades. And Trump is the reason why things aren't getting better. That's something that Trump really has to own. And we have I think a really important shift to make in the national conversation around, is this someone who just wants a problem to scream about like Trump, or is this someone who's actually working towards a solution that'll make things better for people?
Ben Wickler, our fine guest. Ben, if I were to, let's say, imbibe this evening and play a little debate drinking game, my word would be felon. Or felony or felonious. I'm going to take any of the variants on the word felony. How do you think Trump's conviction should factor into this debate? And if you were Joe Biden and giving a little debate advice, would you be calling him felon Trump, convict Trump? What would you call him, Ben? How would you work the felon in?
President Biden's better at this than I'll be, than any of us would be. But I do think that it is a powerful thing to point not just to the fact that Trump committed dozens of crimes and has been convicted by a jury of his peers, but what those crimes were. He's guilty of dozens of crimes to cover up an illegal payment that he was using to try to prevent the public from knowing the truth before the 2016 elections. These were crimes not of passion, although there was that in a sense maybe weirdly was involved. These are crimes about power. This is Trump breaking the law to get power, and then he did it again. He masterminded a criminal conspiracy to overturn the election in 2021. And then now here we are in 2024, and he's telling us out loud that he's going to fire everyone who won't break the law for him if he gets back in the White House. So this is really about, you know, whether we want a democracy and a nation of laws, or whether we hold someone accountable if they break the law to try to get control over our country. And Trump is being very clear that he's ready to do this again, much, much worse. So that, to me, is the context here. Trump is a danger to all of us because he's willing to break the law, has been convicted for breaking the law dozens of times in order to get power.
Ben Wickler, you know, there has not been a trial yet on the January 6th, and this is really something that's stuck in my craw at this point. But the American people are well aware of the insurrection and the attempted coup against the peaceful transfer of power. Again, as a debate topic, if you're Joe Biden and you're trying to blast your opponent on the stage, how important is this? And the underlying question is really small d democracy. How do you think Joe plays this, if you will, Ben?
You know, part of this is not just about what happened before. It's about what it tells us about what will happen later. And that really is the key. So even if you have January 6th etched in your brain, like so many people do, the really scary thing is Project 2025. What's really frightening is what Trump is talking about doing, using the power of the presidency to fire tens of thousands of civil servants if they don't take loyalty pledges to him, if they won't commit crimes to put him in office, to use the Department of Justice to go after his opponents, to send in federal troops to crush protests. That kind of extremism, we saw a taste of that on January 6, 2021. He wants to make that what the government does. And that is the thing that can actually move voters, painting a clear picture of the menace to all of us and our core values and our communities if Trump gets back into power.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got a fine guest. He is Ben Wickler, Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair. It is a scary proposition. Ben, I have noted, I've been getting text messages in both English and Spanish from the Democratic Party or operatives on the Democratic side encouraging me to watch the debate tonight, and I'm absolutely doing so. Big party at the Barrymore. Here's my question. How important is it as a Democratic Party to get the word out? I mean, this is literally the focal point, at least to this point in the campaign. This is the focal point. How important is it for the Dems to get people to watch it? Because I'm not getting those same sort of text messages from the Trump campaign.
Well, listen, if you're listening right now and you're not driving, I want you to take out your phone and text five friends who've been tuning politics out and make sure that they watch the debate tonight. It really is important. And here's why. What we know from all of our research and our polling is that the people paying attention support Biden, and the people not paying attention, they don't know who they're going to vote for. Maybe they will vote. Maybe they won't. Maybe a third party. Maybe Trump. Maybe Biden. Biden is leading among people following the news. And that's because the news makes very clear that Trump is a manifest threat to anyone who works for a living, anyone with a uterus, anyone who wants to live in a democracy. And Joe Biden is standing up for all those people. So if we can bring folks' attention to this race, to the stakes, to this choice, then we're going to win in November. And that is why the Biden campaign and every Democratic organization, that's why the Democratic Party of Wisconsin is debate watch parties all over the state, and why people will be at your event tonight. It's so critical that people tune in and then spread the word after the debate is over. It is all of our job. And if we do it, we're going to win.
Ben, it is my strong impression that Fox News has been trying to shield their viewers from just how bad Trump has become. This is not the Trump of 2016. He is devolving right before our eyes. But they don't play that. They don't give a comprehensive picture of Donald Trump on Fox News. Now, CNN's the host, but this will be broadcast on multiple networks, on the radio. You can listen to it on civic media. I would say judge for yourself. But Ben, do you think that's going to be a problem for Fox News? Because this will not be the debate that they've been portraying it to be.
Yes, you're exactly right. Fox viewers live in a kind of bubble. It's an information-proof bubble. And when you're confronted with the reality of Trump, who's kind of lost it since he lost the presidential election, he's snapped something inside of him, versus Biden, who people have been fed all this propaganda about, but when you actually see him give a speech, have a conversation, you know, he is driving towards the things that all of us really care about. When you're confronted with that reality, it really can snap you out of a stupor that the Fox Newsiverse is trying to induce. So I think it is good for democracy, but I think it's also good for, you know, hardcore Foxites to see what's really going on and who these two people are before they go and vote this fall.
Ben, the Trump campaign and his supporters have been attacking Dana Bash and Jake Tapper, the moderators over at CNN. What's your expectation? Do you think they will be professional? Do you think they will ask tough questions? How would you view their performance? What would you define as success for the media in this sense?
You know, they're serious news professionals. What we know with Trump is that when he loses, he said he was cheated. So he's just trying to create the kind of pre-buzz so that after he loses the debate, he can claim that the whole thing was rigged all along. We're going to watch it with our own two eyes, and we'll know what really happened, and we're going to spread the word about it.
Ben, let's say someone watched the debate tonight, and they make a clear choice, and they want to get involved with, let's say, the Democratic Party of the state of Wisconsin. How could they do so?
Perfect closing question. If you go to wisdems.org, W-I-S-D-E-M-S.org, sign up to volunteer. We'll be knocking on doors this weekend. We have 300 events all over the state over the next week. Get involved, door-to-door, friend-to-friend, neighbor-to-neighbor. That's how we win in Wisconsin in 2024, and that's how we save democracy.
And Joe Biden's got all the best surrogates in the state, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders in Stevens Point, Eau Claire tomorrow. Ben Wickler, thanks, man. Enjoy the debate. We'll catch you on the flip side.
Thank you, Ben.
Thanks so much, guys.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air. Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announced the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com, code Devil Radio. For the Love of Democracy Tour, sponsored by Chance Design Build, announces the greatest political party ever. Join the Devil's Advocates at the Barrymore Theater, Madison, Thursday, June 27th, for a pre-presidential debate panel discussion featuring attorney Maggie Dawn and the Devil's Advocates at 7 p.m. Biden versus Trump, the most important presidential debate of your lifetime, to follow at 8 p.m. Admission is free, you're welcome, but bring cash for the bar and donations will be accepted at the door.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show. Some say the greatest radio show ever, and they would be right. You can join us, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I don't mean to tell stories on our most recent guest, Ben Wickler, but he did a little shaking of his booty at the end there.
He danced
his way out. Yeah. He's fired up for the debate tonight. I can tell Ben is ready to party. Appreciate you coming around, Ben. We may have to snip and share that video. Not to embarrass the man.
No, it's great, man. I love it.
Just to prove that someone is a worse dancer than I.
I don't know, man. I'd have to see both of you. It'd be tough.
At least he
dance off, bro.
At least he didn't do the Trump double handy.
No, don't do that ever.
844-967-2789. Hope you are as excited about going to the big debate party tonight at the Barrymore Theater. You're all invited. It's free. It's going to be hosted by Dom and Crute and our pal Maggie Dawn. She's going to be part of the panel. Also, Charles Franklin, he's going to be there. Now, Ben was invited, apparently doing some solo parenting tonight. Does that mean him and his bottle? When you say you're solo parenting, I know you're lying.
Yeah, right. Baby gets the bottle and daddy gets the bottle. That's how that's how it works. One for me.
One for well, if there's multiple children, then daddy gets more than one bottle, right? Here are a few of the thoughts on the texters. Trash texting Jeff, our attorney friend from Shorewood, says NBC has the Olympic breakdancing tryouts tonight. Then I have a couple of episodes of All My Children from college in 1987. Guess I'm going to have to count on you professionals for a summary tomorrow. That will be fine by me. Take good notes.
Notes.
We're not taking notes. We're drinking, man. We're hosting a party. And, you know, at least when I throw a party, Dom, no one should have more fun than the hosts.
Well, I mean, of course.
That's just the way it works.
It's my party, and I'll cry if I want to.
Andrew from Verona says, do you think Trump will prowl behind Biden tonight like he did at the Hillary debate?
Yeah, that was so weird. He's such a weird dude.
I think that's his strategy to get around the muted mic. He's what, going to come talk over Joe's shoulder?
Oh, man.
It's Cricket Joe. Let me in. I need some mic time. they should have agreed on shock collars instead of muted bites. Now that I would pay to watch.
Yes, I like that.
Have you seen those dogs that, you know, they can only go burr, burr. They can't like do the full bark.
Well, because they'll get shocked.
I think so.
Yeah.
I would love to see that. Yeah. I would pay to see that.
You need one of those.
You need one of those. Cindy on WXEO, Bull Falls Radio in Wausau says, now that the visual is stuck in my head of the emperor in no clothes, I may need to poke my eyes out with a knitting needle.
Don't do it.
Just drink till blackout. You'll forget everything we said today.
It'll
Cindy.
Go away.
Andrew says, just because Trump dyes his hair doesn't make him young. 3 years age difference. They're both old. We are within a year of each other.
Yeah, you're 1 year older than me.
1 year older.
Mm-hmm.
But I look older because I'm bald.
I'm telling you, man, Joe should come out with a tan and a hairpiece or at least dyed hair. Trump wouldn't know what
Has
to
that
do.
Been your trick? Are you dying now?
Oh, man, I'm all
NASCAR
gray.
Black?
I'm all gray, dude. It's so gray.
Oh, you are going gray.
Oh, I'm super gray.
You're pretty soon, you're going to look like the old one because I'm bald. I'm not going gray. Just shave her down. Shave her down. Keep her tight. High and tight. That's my trick. Again, with the shock collar idea, mic goes off, collars go hot. If you want to stay sober, drink when Trump says something that's true.
Oh,
when Trump says the truth, when he expels truth or truthiness, if you drank then, you'd probably stay sober.
That would be a shorter list than the lies, I have no doubt.
Now, I know you got to drive back, Don, but I could Uber home.
You can cab it,
figure
baby.
Out the app. 844-967-2789. Jack from Merrimack. Welcome, Jack. What do you got?
Hey, Jack.
Well, first of all, as Ben Winkler pointed out, it appears that if Trump ever gets into office again, he's got to turn this country into a fascist, authoritarian, almost a police, no, not almost, a police state. People have to understand that, and that's got to be made clear.
Well, and Jack, and you make a great point. I also want to emphasize, it's not just Donald Trump. He will have his enablers in Congress. One man can't pull that kind of fascism off by themselves. He will have the support of every single MAGA in Congress in order to do so. And then, of course, the attempt to replace all the civil servants with his yes folks. He couldn't do it by himself, Jack.
That's true, but he definitely, as you point out, he has his MAGA enablers. As a matter of fact, it's not the Republican Party anymore. If there are any rhinos, it's the MAGAs in that party, which is almost all of them at this point. He owns that party lock, stock, and barrel.
Yep.
His daughter-in-law, Glover, in what is essentially a bloodless coup. One of Trump's supporters I heard in an interview state something like, gee, if I wanted to live in a democracy, I wouldn't be voting for Trump. Well, these people have to get a brain on, because if we end up with an authoritarian government, my question is, can you name a single authoritarian government across the entire world that has a standard of living anywhere close to what we have at this point in America? It's certainly not communist China. Their economy is based on millions of essentially slave laborers. It's definitely not Russia. They don't even have a middle class in Russia. I know. I have visited Russia for weeks at a time, and let's not even get into North Korea.
You sound like you were hanging out with Ron Johnson.
Thanks for the call, Jack.
Going to have to call you Russian Jack. Jack, appreciate your call. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. A Thursday that feels like a Friday because it's a big debate night and a party at the Barrymore Theater. Going to kick off in a couple of hours. Hope to see you there. But first, your attendance is mandatory. A happy hour is next. And your phone calls are appreciated. 844-96-PARTY.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North. WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer is here from the recombobulation area. And then we talk all things entertainment with OnMilwaukee.com's Matt Miller. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.